Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, March 16, 1839, less than a year after the attainment of freedom, a local newspaper issued a stern warning to emigration agents from Guyana and Trinidad. The warning and rebuke came from the pages of the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, who charged that two foreign agents, going by the name Belgrove and Jones, had been enticing children away from their parents to leave the country to work in Guyana and Trinidad. With the end of slavery, these two countries were experiencing an acute shortage of labor because of their large land area and the small black population. It was felt that with an abundant supply of labor in Barbados and daily wages below 1 shilling 6 pence, that Barbados was the ideal place to send agents or recruiters. However, Barbadian employers were annoyed at what they termed poaching of young children. The newspaper warned children, "We advise you to stay where you are, work soberly and orderly, and you will not want anything to make you comfortable and happy." It also warned parents that if given consent for their children to migrate, they will run the risk of not having anyone to take care of them in their advanced years. Perhaps the sternest warning was leveled at the recruiting agents, who the paper noted had already spirited away at least 4 persons via vessels leaving Spikestown. The paper warned, "The Trinidadians will have opportunity for lawful speculation, but if we again catch any poachers starting the game, it will be our fault if they escape." The matter was sufficiently concerning for it to engage the attention of the House of Assembly, with Robert Boucher Clark raising the matter several days earlier. Clark emphasized that he wanted to see a proper system of emigration, but called on the House to protect the laborers from impositions of artful, scandalous, and villainous contrivance of men. The present system, he argued, was abominable, and was carried on by a parcel of crimps who carry away children and receive so much per head for them, and then throw them on the wide world. The Assembly's response was to pass a clandestine deportation act, but it did not prevent the flow of Barbadian migrants to Guyana and Trinidad in search of higher wages. Some 4,000 Barbadians ventured to those colonies between 1838 and 1842. On this day, however, March 16, 1839, the leading newspaper of the day voiced its strong disapproval to activities of poachers from Trinidad and Guyana, enticing children to leave their homeland.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.